also has an undercurrent of sadness or melancholy, as you don't quite know how romance will affect these men who are away from their loved ones. And also, for those that are into watching television, the show of a trip is actually taken from a six-hour British miniseries. So they've edited those shows down so you don't have the full scope of the madness between these two guys. But it's really the best of the best. And they haven't just rearranged things. They've just shortened some of the scenes and taken some of the additional material out. And they've done a pretty good job at this. 10. I got to tell you, I'm still smiling away. I got to give this movie an 8. It's loads of fun. By the way, just want to inform you, if you have young children, the Smurfs, those lovable blue little friendly cuddly creatures.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. me, summer can never seem complete without some kind of vocal contribution from the man with the golden pipes, Mr. Mike Patton. You follow him, and you make some good musical discoveries, like this. The Garden of Fainting Stars, the third album from The Book of Knots, a conceptual record dedicated to all things aeronautics. Planemo is the track here on Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR. Since we're short on time here before we head into some Outgames coverage, let's go to the Anza Club. It's a hot summer night. On the stage, this is the SSRIs.
Yes, check. Can you play your guitar? Are you being at mics? Can I get a bit of guitar in my mother as well? His significant other just gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. Yeah!
10 baby boys!
10, actually. What's up, Mary? 10 couplets. These couplets.
Hey, nice, man. It's summer, right? Alright, it's hot summer, July. Like summer. We're grateful to have the guitar player from the ocean here in the audience. Am I right?
Stop.
SSRI is performing live at the Anthem Club right here in Vancouver on Shameless.
101.9 FM, CITR. Now, along with going to shows, I also love to spend my summers chatting with friends in a nice, loud diner. I had a good chat with two guys behind Sun Wizard in just such a place.
I heard a rumor that Bono funded the IRA. Any truth to that?
I imagine that's absolutely false. But he is the Pope, or thinks he's the Pope. I think that's when his music went downhill. He was pretty militant in his youth. He made made a record with Eno, which is good. I don't really know Acton Baby too well. Zarupa, what about that one?
I don't know that one.
Is that one?
But I did go to the live show with Zarupa. I went to see them, and they came out on a lemon, and
what about the
they left on a tape.
Do you know much about the 360 tour? Do you know about the 360 tour?
I thought about going to see it in a theater. It looked kind of neat. I like 360 degrees of anything, really.
Yeah, agreed.
Apparently, it just involves him, like, running laps around, like, Enormo Dome.
Yeah.
While, like, the rest of them. I just always have a problem with the fact that if someone in your band is named after, like, a thing, you know, like, they're, like, the Edge. It just, it's like Sting. It kind of, I feel like, and we were talking about that it might get loud. Like, it might get loud, and his, like, performance on it is just, you just listen, like playing nothing and then just adding a bit of delay and being like, there you go, that's the sound. Like, that's the U2 sound right there.
Delay pattern.
He made a theme for a Batman cartoon where he did that delay, like 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And the end it says, music by The Edge. Batman. It works. It's stringy.
He also has a big problem with going bald. I would, maybe if I was receded as early as he did, I would come up with a name, because he like always wears hats, right? Toques or like cowboy hats and shit, and like, everyone knows that he wore bandanas in his midlife crisis. Like, he started wearing bandanas
Hulk Hogan style.
Yeah, the bandana's a clear giveaway.
Yeah.
I don't get what's wrong with hair transplants. They look pretty good. I would do it.
You wouldn't?
I would. Yeah, I mean, you have money, why can't you do it?
Yeah,
if you're the Edge. But then everyone, maybe it's just it's cusping because he wears hats, but everyone knows he's bald. If he suddenly just had like full locks, it might get.
I think someone should do that though. Like, someone famous should just like at 50, completely bald, just fully get a full new head of hair, and be like, I've always had this hair. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I've always had.
I feel Donald Trump did this.
I think he could do it better though.
Why does Donald Trump have such a ridiculous toupee? Like, given that he's the potentially running for president in his mind, he has a ridiculous toupee that makes no sense.
But everyone knows it.
I know, that's why they love it. They love to love his toupee. Yeah. They love to hate his toupee.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what's your favorite Dinosaur Jr. record?
Oh man, I once got into a really big argument. I dated this girl in England and I loved her so much at the time as a young man. And I thought Bug was my favorite record by Dinosaur Jr. And this guy who she eventually left me for, we were having a curry. This guy was a swine. And he said, "You're living all over me is better than Bug," which might be true, but like at the time I was like, "No, Bug's better," and he was like, "No, it's You're Living All Over Me." And then we got into this really, really intense, it turned into an argument about what was important about music, and I was like, choruses and melodies are more important. He's like, "Well, we just approach music from a different place, that's why I prefer You're Living All Over Me," which I probably, no, I still think Bug's better, which is funny because that's Jay Maskus hates Bug, doesn't he? It's his like worst record. But I think overall it is. The first three are the best. Definitely. I think. Easily. And I think everything after that's good and stuff. But, like, I prefer it when it's not quite as, like, slacker, Neil Young, like, stonery. Like I don't even remember. Like, At Green Mind. And then there's the two that look the same. And then all the rest are just in the fog.
That green grass dude in the cover of the latest one. I forget the name of the last one that came out 2 years ago.
The Farm.
The Farm, yeah. That was all right.
There's three. You're Living All Over Me and Bug are the best two. Easy.
I'm
The Beelines always put me in a good space. I hope they do for you too. True to the name, they will get you there fast. The track off their 7-inch was Burnt CDs. Sun Wizard before that with Safe and Sound. So good to chat them up about Bono and Dinosaur Jr. They're taking a bit of a break for a couple weeks, but we'll be doing a live show at the CBC and then playing the Wapiti festivals and the Rock of the Woods around the province next month. So concludes another edition of Shameless here on 101.9 FM CITR. Stay tuned to CITR for our ongoing coverage of the 2011 Vancouver Out Games. Should you want to hear this and other episodes of Shameless or any other radio show on CITR, all you need to do is check out our website at citr.ca for podcasts, webcasts, and much, much more. I leave you now with the latest from Woo Life from their record Go Tell Fire to the Mountain. This is Heavy Pop.